Hello everybody, this is Dr. Will Clower. Welcome to the grocery store tour. This week, all week, we're talking about fish and all the things about fish that confuse us when we're looking in that case and see all those things laid out there. So let's talk about mercury and tuna, because mercury is wonderful in a thermometer, but in my fish, I don't know, man. And they get this mercury because contaminants get into the water and other animals eat that. And then the tuna eat those animals, and then it concentrates in their flesh, and then it gets into you. And one of the issues that we had originally thought would be a problem would be mercury as something that would be bad for your heart, but it turned out not to be the case. There was a huge, massive study looking at the impact of tuna consumption and mercury on your heart, and it turned out that there's no impact at all. I mean, it may have other effects, right? But the thing that people were the most worried about turned out not to be true. However, for the developing nervous system, whether you are pregnant with child or you're a small child, within the developing nervous system, the mercury in fish, like tuna, for example, is something that you should avoid. It's not good, and there are issues with the developing nervous system that can be caused by consumption of mercury. So, just be sure if you're pregnant, if you think you might be pregnant, if you have children with the developing nervous system, to keep them away from the types of fish that can have that mercury in it. Cool? All right, listen, if you have any questions about this, need some clarification, whatever, let us know. info@willclower.com. Take care. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.